Hey guys, welcome to the Tech Points Africa podcast. My name is Muiwa.
My name is Oluwani Femi.
I'm Emmanuel.
And I'm Sage.
Let's start with good news. I always like good news, especially with all the bad news or this period that we are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like to hear news of startups raising money. So a startup in Kenya, WorkPay, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, so they raised $2.1 million. Tell us about that.
Seed funding.
Yes. Seed.
Seed. Seed funding, yeah.
God give us that kind of seed.
Amen.
Amen. So yeah, they do HR and payroll management for businesses in Africa. But like most of their businesses or their clients are in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
So they launched in 2017. Mm-hmm. And since then, like they launched as Tuza Plus, right?
Okay.
And they had different offerings, CRM, HRM, accounting, project management, ERP, all this kind of stuff. But they decided to just... doing so many things at the same time. So like in 2018, they rebranded to just doing HR and HRM software. So since then, they raised money from Keppel Africa, the Japanese VC fund. Then last year, early this year, they raised from YC. They were part of the 12 startups, African startups that entered YC in January.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like 150K plus... The 100K.
I noticed they also went to Google Launchpad.
Yes.
So you just keep going to a lot of accelerators and incubators.
Funny enough, I don't know. Like, it seems like the idea is not really novel, but it seems to be making a lot of progress. I mean, it's HR and...
Yeah, people always need that. It's just, you just have to maybe... it's the marketing and the business side that will be important.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which companies do you sign up? Mm-hmm. Once you sign up a company, sign up a big company with like 5,000 employees or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good to
know.
Because their trajectory is... I mean, it's amazing. Just 2 years and now they raised $2.1 million and led by Keppel Africa, the same guys that gave them seed, I think it's pre-seed money.
Okay.
Even the
YC money. The YC money is kind of
seed money.
Pre-seed,
too. Yeah. So now it's $2.1 million from these guys too. And yeah, they want to employ more people, increase their workforce, but no expansion.
I noticed that I checked VC for Africa, and according to VC for Africa, they are actually in Ethiopia, Kenya, Rwanda, Tanzania, and Uganda.
Oh.
I don't know how true that is.
Wow.
The startup.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they said they were going to expand across East Africa. So
this looks like all of East Africa to me already.
Okay.
So. Probably serving them remotely.
Right. Yeah, this looks like, yeah, so maybe expansion, it means physical presence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because this looks like most of East Africa to me. And my geography is not that good, but I mean, Ethiopia, Kenya, Rwanda, Tanzania.
That's East Africa. So they're doing well there. And, well, I don't know if they need to come to West Africa. But yeah, they found their market there.
This institute... This developers institute, they're also pivoting into HR too.
Okay.
Yes.
That are training.
Yeah.
In Nigerian startup.
Mm-hmm.
I think Andela.
Yes, like Andela.
Okay.
Pivoting during the COVID-19 time, like how will they scale? What will they do next?
So they're pivoting to saturated. Who knows?
Soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, it makes sense that these guys are. I wish maybe if they had announced, I don't know. I mean, we can't have everybody to speak. But it just reminds me that Tech Point Build, we have a whole panel session about raising money
during the
pandemic. So we have Ilium Health CEO, the health startup.
$10 million.
Yeah, $10 million. Mm. We have Apollo Agriculture, that is $6 million. That's the Kenyan startup.
Yeah.
And then we have Jumo, the South African fintech startup.
Did they raise recently? Okay, yeah, early this year before the pandemic.
Yeah, just before the pandemic started. They're all going to come and talk about how to raise money, like WorkPay has done during the pandemic. So you should not miss that.
For the kind of industry this is, we're not expecting it during this time.
Exactly. You know? These guys are interesting. I mean, Jumo is fintech. We were not expecting that, but that was just before the pandemic. But Apollo Agriculture is...
Agriculture,
which is important.
Ilium Health.
Yeah.
But these guys are WorkPay with all the layoffs, and they still raise money.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to come and lend that. So just go to build.techpoint.africa. Yes, shameless plug.
Mm-hmm.
The event is next week, August 27 and August 28. And there are many other sessions.
Seven days from now.
We're not going to look at...
Yeah,
what did you say?
I said 7 days from now.
Exactly.
A week. Yeah.
Kind of a week
just
from now.
A week from now.
Yeah,
wow.
Okay. So let's move on to Paystack. Something happened with Paystack. Let's just talk about that quickly. The gist. Paystack was trending during the week. Paystack, the Nigerian fintech startup, was trending during the week for very weird reasons.
Very weird and hilarious.
Yeah, so one Twitter influencer, I don't know if she's an influencer, but like a user. So she said she was hosting a party this Saturday and it was going to be a paid party, right?
I saw the flyer. Yeah.
Fortunately, I mean, it was Paystack she was going to use. Nobody knew what the party was going to be.
Calling payments,
it's calling payments for whatever distinct party she was doing. Then she then shared the following day, that was day before yesterday, she shared that Paystack had blocked her account. That is that she was selling body parts, prostitution, and all those kind of stuff. But like looking closer at the email that they sent to her, so that she validated one of the
privacy. She wanted to organize an OG, right?
Yeah, for an the OG, party. Yes. Okay. So, but she said the thing is, she said someone ousted her out
to Paystack.
Yes.
So Paystack wouldn't have known.
Exactly. Interesting. Like, there was no detail of the OG in the application that she wrote to Paystack.
A payment page that she used with Paystack. Payment page doesn't track. No, when you open your account with Paystack, they ask what business you are in. Oh, okay, of course. A few months back that they now opened it to individuals, I think. So,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess that's why they cannot track.
But someone, I don't know how. Okay, so it's the flyer, because she claimed that she didn't put it there, so they wouldn't have known. But somehow Paystack got a hold of the flyer that had the OG thing there, and they knew that it was like a sexual activity that, and everything. And it's not one of the things they encourage to use on their platform for businesses like that. Mm-hmm. So it just brings the whole missing culture of people not reading terms and conditions in. It's not just Nigeria, around the world. It's everywhere.
Why are they always long and they're trying to discourage you not to read it.
Exactly, they write it in very, very legal speak that is boring. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I find interesting that, like in your article, you pointed out to how a Twitter user Makamaza pointed to Stripe that Stripe has the same policies.
In fact,
much stricter. But they said they made an effort to make their terms and conditions easy to read.
Yes, it was. I actually read it
like in normal language.
Yes.
So why don't more people do that?
Because they want to discourage you from seeing those parts that they want you to see.
Even if they allow you to see, like for example, your social networks, even if they make everything bold, some of us don't have the option than just to opt in.
Yeah, most people won't read.
We read, I will know that our data is going to be used for advertising. We'll just be like,
I don't mind.
Exactly.
I don't mind.
But it's like, when we find out later that this and that, we just rage. So the whole culture of reading terms and conditions.
Yeah, so Paystack has their terms and conditions. You should follow it. Mm-hmm. And even from a brand and legal standpoint, there's probably some legal
regulatory
things that Paystack has to avoid. They could lose their license. Who knows?
Yes.
And of course, brand
name,
brand association, and all of that.
So let's ask, I think she made mention of the lady, right?
Yeah.
Made mention of why.
What was her name again? Obidi or something. Yeah.
Why they could allow gambling and not.
Gambling is legal. That's the funny thing.
Gambling is legal.
There's a part. Okay. Yeah. There's a part in their terms and conditions that says that, they don't allow illegal gambling of sorts. Okay, so you have to have a license. For the gambling.
Yeah, you have a license for gambling. It's regulated. But how do you regulate? So Nigeria, many countries in the world do not regulate sexual activity. A few of the Scandinavian countries are able to. So in I can't remember the exact country, but I know it's a Scandinavian country. So Sweden.
Denmark.
You have to, as a prostitute, you have a license. Mm-hmm. Because they figured that they could not stop them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they rather regulate them.
Yes, right? And there are some businesses too that they are quiet about the legality.
Yeah.
So these payment platforms, they stay away from those businesses too, because you can't say maybe they are legal or they are illegal.
Yeah. Yeah. So they just do like blankets.
Yes.
But I get her point. She has a good point. Like, why would gambling be allowed? Gambling is
legal.
Even if it's legal, it's a vice.
Yeah, it is.
That's the truth. And many people's livelihoods and families are suffering because of gambling addiction. So, yes. Why would they allow gambling and not allow? But it's just the legal environment we find ourselves.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's where Paystack is under. So you can't really blame Paystack. Not like us, we're trying to.
And when you start pointing the finger at gambling, you have to extend it. When you point fingers at gambling, you have to extend it to forex trading.
Yeah, another.
And even what's it called?
Cryptocurrency.
No, not those cryptocurrencies. Lottery.
Lottery, yeah, exactly.
And even voting on Big Brother and all of those things.
Everything.
It's still gambling.
Are you serious?
It's so, what is it?
Okay.
It sort of is now. So,
are you voting?
No, I'm not.
Anyway. Okay, talking about legal things just reminded me about our regular dosage of bad news. But before we enter the dosage of bad news, this one is not necessarily it's update on the bad news. before we get into that, very quickly, MTN Group.
Yeah, MTN
the
Group.
Global, the African body has a new.
They have a new CEO.
CEO.
Yeah, they appointed their former
a white man.
Yes, no more a white man. Yeah, it's a black guy.
Black Lives Matter.
Wait, I was even trying to find out if this was the first black CEO for MTN.
I can't remember his name, but there was the MTN Group CEO was black around the time when MTN was having issues with NCC. It got so big that he affected MTN Nigeria. It got so big that he affected MTN Group.
Mm.
And then around that time, the then CEO, a South African black, stepped down. I remember that very clearly. While you're going on, I'll check that. I can't remember his name.
Okay, but so yeah, they appointed their former CFO Ralph Mupita as the new CEO starting from September 1, 2020. So, and the former CEO will be there to guide him till early 2021.
That's Robert.
How
do you pronounce that, his name?
Is it Shooter? Shorter? I don't know.
Yeah, pardoned.
Okay. Okay, so that's interesting. And then, let's enter government now.
Mm.
Okay, but before that, I don't know whether to call this bad or good news. It was supposed to be good news, but then there's a lot of
uncertainties
around it. Yeah, NIMC, that's the Nigerian Identity Management
Commission.
Yeah, released an app over the weekend.
It was not even over the weekend. The app has been released since July 2019.
Okay.
But not many Nigerians saw it. So there was an update July 31st. Maybe a Twitter user saw it, used it. It was successful. Then person posted it on Twitter. Then it went viral and people started downloading. But subsequently, people found out that a lot of faults with it. Said that saying key encryption error, or it's giving another person's data to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or it doesn't accept your NIN at all. But I noticed that it's only for people
non-African, the NIN.
It's National Identification Number.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I noticed that it doesn't work for people that already have their plastic ID card.
Okay.
Yes, only people that have the slip, that registered.
Well, people like me. But I didn't bother to check anyway. So I was not sure of the app. Yeah.
Yes. So, but we because people were confused what is going on. The app was linked to another site, which was a subdomain of the main site, and the government was quiet over the weekend, even till Monday before they released a report. But so they've accepted that we are involved. Government has accepted that we are involved,
so it's
not a fake app. Yes, not a fake app, but it is still in the pilot stage. So we're asking questions: why should an app be on the app store for over a year? And it's still in the pilot stage, and people are downloading, and you did not see anything about it.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
So, for the fact that people are getting other people's information means that
I suspect miscommunication internally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because even the subdomain they used to launch that, m.dots, yes, it's a subdomain of the NIMC website, of which it's very possible to create a subdomain without the permission of the owner of the domain.
Yes.
But it's a subdomain, so we can be safely say, okay, it's the but. They created a subdomain, but the main site doesn't seem to even recognize it or point to it. So it's like maybe there's an internal team that just went ahead and did things just released things without the guy who tweeted about the app.
Yes,
probably works with them. But he deleted the tweet eventually, right?
Oh, I didn't notice.
No,
that.
I'm asking.
He didn't delete it. Okay. He actually got it done himself. He did it and he got it done. Some other people got it done, but it's so unlucky for many other people. But we are expecting them to roll it out, but we are not sure. Maybe we can leave our data to them or have a centralized database with this thing that just happened.
That centralized database argument again.
Centralized database.
But to be honest, I understand why people wanted to try this out, because some people could not operate without NIN.
The slip?
No, without the slip. So, like, for example, I have a friend that, went to the bank to verify her account. But he said she needed to get a slip.
Mm.
she needs to get the slip. Like, not she just the NIN number. Exactly. So that is, I can see why some people went ahead to use if they showed them the digital ID, they would probably allow them to do some certain stuff they couldn't do without the slip.
I think we should just put more effort into this data issue.
Mm-hmm.
Should be careful. I actually reached out to Tosuf. Tosuf is what's the name of his role?
Penetration tester.
Yes, I reached out to him to help me confirm the site. That was before the government spoke. Then he said while he was finding out, he said it's a subdomain, but of course it's another subdomain. That subdomain is, I think, nmc.nimc.gov.ng. It has Indian songs. It's where you can download Indian songs.
So it's very possible that someone... Yes. It can even be an inside job. Because someone inside can give permission to create this subdomain without anybody knowing what's going on. So it just shows that the security is kind of lax.
Yeah, of course.
Even if it's a legit app, the fact that there was this fiasco and the app has been in Play Store for one week, and it took government three days to respond. It just shows like you should not just trust yet. Mm-hmm. Just leave the app. So don't download the app. Or if you already
it's still on Apple Store, but it's no longer on Google Play Store.
Yeah, you have to apply as a tester, right?
Yes. Yeah. To get it through the website.
Through the website. Okay. Yes. Wow. So yeah. No. That's Nigerian government.
But you have it on your phone already. Don't use it. Like me. I have it
delete
on my phone.
Uninstall.
Okay, delete it.
Uninstall it.
13 okay. years running. All right.
All right, let's talk about bad news. Update on the bad news.
Update.
So last week we talked about... Okay, take it away, man.
Yeah, so remember last week we talked about the Uber regulations where government says...
Lagos State government in Nigeria.
Yes, that's true. They said, okay, they're going to bring a 25 million naira license fee. Drivers of ride-hailing companies will have to secure brand new cars or 3 years within manufacturer dates, right? Yes. So, but on Friday evening, the government released a press conference saying they have updated the regulations. So they reduced the fees by 20%. So from 25 million, it went down to 20 million. Then for data, they said they're not collecting sensitive data. Yes.
And they say it's encrypted.
Yeah. They say it's encrypted.
They should have said anonymized.
I think although they say anonymized, they say encrypted.
Yeah, but it's weird that what you're collecting is not sensitive, but you're encrypting it.
Why?
If you just point-to-point data.
Why are you encrypting it?
It should be public data. Like, yeah, I should be able to look at government website and say, there's traffic here, there's congestion here, and know how to move, right? Exactly. But I said, they're encrypting it. I don't know what that means. Then they said it is not... part of the regulations for you to bring a brand new car as a ride-hailing driver, or
say the word.
There's a corporate that applies to corporate cabs. Yeah?
Say the word corporate.
They still don't clarify what the corporate cab
we
is.
You don't know what the corporate we cab is.
If you have 3 years, this thing manufacturer, this thing.
Like, 3 years what?
Like the if your manufacturer date, like your car is 3 years old. If that's the corporate cars, I don't know.
This specification is for corporate cabs. Not taxi saying, cabs. Exactly. So what are corporate cabs?
You know, so you just mentioned that the 3 years manufacturer thing doesn't apply to ride hailing services.
That was what was inside this thing. But that is, they're now claiming that it's not for ride hailing, that's for corporate cabs.
Not ride hailing.
That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. So that 3 years manufacturer date is for corporate cabs.
What are corporate cabs?
Corporate cabs is what I was saying.
Cabs that, cabs that
are corporate.
Cabs that are not older than 3 years. That's what I'm trying to say.
What I said now that they should use corporate cabs for taxi cab. That was what they what they were saying before. Corporate taxi cab should be corporate cabs.
Are they talking about airport vehicles for luxury people? Are we talking about Uber? What is the name of that? UberX. Yeah.
Uber Black.
Is it Uber Black? Uber Black. Yeah. So are we talking about those kind of vehicles? What is that?
Uber Black was in operation in Nigeria.
Even if they are speculating now, if you look at the document under the subheading that it is, it's saying taxi cab. So how we corporate cab that was never in the...
as long as they don't even clarify what the corporate cab is.
Yeah.
So, as far as we're concerned, it's online they are talking to.
So Minister of Transportation said, Commissioner rather of Transportation said someone must have copied it from the corporate cab document and pasted it in the online hailing document.
Wow.
So,
But then the story on Twitter was different. The story on Twitter was, No, it was 5 chapters. That chapter was not for...
It was not for ride-hailing. And the whole document is...
They didn't even get their story straight.
They wrote it in the table of content. So that part that is not part of it.
It's always interesting.
So then what else? Yeah. I know they're supposed to call it like a 20 naira flat fee.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. 20 naira flat fee for road improvement. Like a road improvement fund. So normally it was supposed to be... 10% service tax
on
every trip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but now
everybody shouted on Twitter. They've now
reduced 20 naira per road improvement fund.
For they have turned themselves to all those guys.
So that means maybe Uber and Uber stop offering you suits.
All those guys on the road.
Suits.
They stop offering you suits. Because that 20 naira was for suits.
I don't think I've entered the ride.
See, subsequently, I'm guessing, you know, the way... fuel price always increasing. How food stuff usually increase when fuel price increase. By the time fuel price increase, 20 naira will get to 15 naira. That's the way it's increasing.
Exactly.
Yes. Because it's like people, they started from 20 naira, then 15 naira. Even for this man, they don't collect 100 naira again. You understand? So they keep increasing as long as it's accepted now. And people are now wondering, like, where is the road?
But then that, you just give me a point that that's institutionalized. At bureau collection,
of course,
that 20 naira per trip
corporates one.
Yes, now without cash, cash is not exchanging, and
they're using tech to collect it, because before they collect it from you, they drag your mirror, then they when you are paid, they write, they use the marker to mark that you're paid.
Yeah.
But now every trip,
and there are more cars and more rides.
Yeah, so if you check the first story, you'll see that they actually got a company. We don't know who they are. It's one of all those kind of companies again.
Shell companies.
Yes, to actually track this. Yeah. So they're tracking what every ride-hailing company is submitting, all their trips, everything.
So they're going to submit, they must submit their data to the government to be able to track that.
They're submitting their data. So I don't know what they mean by point to point.
That is a serious privacy. NDPR, what is NIDA doing about this?
Probably maybe that NDPR thing just applies to private companies.
Well, true color.
I mean this conversation, like we said, it's going to continue at Build. We're having a policy expert come and talk about how policy can drive tech innovation. So I mean, this kind of conversations
is our government we should be telling to come for it.
yeah, we should actually put them in mind.
And also we might want to know so that when stuff like this happens, you should not push for it because they are collecting our money. We should push for it because it's our rights.
True. Yeah, exactly. So guys, don't forget, everything we've talked about today, you can find it on the website techpoint.africa. You can also continue the conversation on our forum, community.techpoint.africa. TechPoint Build is holding next week virtually 27th and 28th of August. Everything we've talked about, how to raise money during the pandemic, how policy can drive, how to scale, everything. All the speakers, we'll put the links to the speakers in the episode notes or description. Build.techpoint.africa to register.
It is virtual. Let's emphasize that because I've heard like two or three people saying, I'm not in Lagos.
It's virtual.
It's virtual.
Yeah, especially for those outside Lagos and outside
Nigeria.
Who have always wished that they could attend. I mean, some people travel from far and wide. They've traveled for our past events. But now, I mean, if you can't travel, at least you can get some data and from the comfort of your home, attend the event.
And we are excited about it.
We have speakers representing your countries. So, I mean,
totally
speakers from
event,
all over Africa. Definitely. Malawi. All right. I don't think I'm forgetting anything.
Built in Africa podcast.
Of course, yes. Our new podcast, Built in Africa podcast. Built in Africa. That's what it's called. Very wonderful podcast. Lots of good storytelling. Learn about how many Africans are solving African problems in uniquely African ways. So just search for Built in Africa anywhere you get podcasts. Emmanuel, can you tell them where they can get Built in Africa and where they can get also this podcast?
Okay, get both podcasts on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, anywhere else you get your podcast. And
drop a review, share with friends, tell them to listen. And then we'd like to hear from you. You can email us at podcast@techpoint.africa. And you can also tweet at us at techpoint.ng. That's techpoint.dotng on Twitter. Last words.
That's right. Every place have their specific problem. Like Nigeria has no specific problem. So find a way to go around it. Be well while you are going, while you are facing all these challenges. And we wish you well.
Harry, do you have anything?
Yeah, see you at TechPoint Build.
Yes.
Yeah, see you at TechPoint Build.
See you at TechPoint Build. Yeah. Don't forget build.techpoint.africa.
Africa.
Africa.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So don't forget, guys, next week is TechPoint Build on the 27th and 28th of August. That's a Thursday and a Friday. So we will not be recording the we will not be releasing this podcast next week because we want you to be at TechPoint Build, paying full attention. So we look forward to having you at TechPoint Build. And then Upper Week, that's second week, we'll be back with the podcast.